Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Ellen Rohr. EllenRohr.com, is that right? R-O-H-R, folks, two L's in the first one, R-O-H-R.com. Check it out. They can find all the bare bones biz stuff there, right?
Yep, yep. I got lots of fun, smart stuff to share.
So how's your franchise going?
Oh, it's great. We're at 14 locations.
Wow.
We do drain cleaning. I love me a dirty job, and we're on our way.
And folks,
she
launched that idea on this show. And look what we've done for her. We've helped her get to 14. I'm so proud of me for that. I'm still waiting on my commish, though, there, Ellen. So
We're talking about,
I think I'm going to be waiting a while. We're talking about training our people. And you've got a cycle you want to tell us about.
Right. And this is how we do it at Zoom Drain. This is, you know, why we decided to franchise. But it applies to any business. So we call it the training cycle. So when you keep in mind that the less skills that you need them to have, the bigger the pool of applicants you can find,
mm-hmm.
right? We're not looking for a very narrow niche anymore. We're looking for people who are willing and capable. They're willing to do what you ask them to do, and they're capable of doing it. So we do test it. Can they hold a channel lock with one hand, for instance? There are some physical requirements. Can they lift 50 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Your job may have some, too. So you get someone who's willing and capable, and that's it. You're going to take care of the rest. And the training cycle goes like this. I'll do it. The trainer says, I'll do it. And either someone is writing a procedure as the trainer is doing this, or they take that written procedure. This is how you inspect your truck in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have a truck inspection checklist. So the trainer does it, and he refers to the checklist. And then you swap. Now you do it. Now the trainee does it, and the trainer guides him through the checklist. This is also how you update your checklist if something
mm-hmm.
changes.
In the military, we call that by the numbers.
By the numbers.
That's
and
right.
If you have military people, oh, my gosh, help, encourage them to come work for you because they get procedure. They're, like, so far ahead
they
of
like,
the game.
They like that. That's
love,
our organization, hierarchy. They like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for a million reasons. Okay, so I'll do it. Now you do it. And then you're going to role-play it. So now we're going to pretend it's for real. Now, your team may not like role-playing. I just had someone ask me the other day.
Role-playing is the holy grail of training. It is the most – it's the most – you can't have complete training without role-playing.
It's so interesting, though. I asked this guy. I said, why do you hate role-playing? And he's a very successful sales guy, been in the industry for a long, long time. I said, why do you hate it? Good idea, right, to ask the question. I said, why do you hate it? He said, because they ask us to role play things that never happen. And I'm like, that's a reason to hate it.
That's not why to hate role playing, though. That's hating the content of the role playing.
Right. So if you this is again the importance of engaging
right.
your team. So right. if you ask them what would be a realistic situation for, you know, either the truck stock or a sales call or answering the phone, whatever the situation is, if you can get them to tell you what real-life situations are, now you've got more buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as you role-play, you might videotape the role-play.
They love that.
He said sarcastically.
Yes.
They hate that. They 100% hate that. However, a little video can make the written checklist come to life. That's where those nuances
mm-hmm.
you were talking about come in.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, sometimes it's hard to write. Your mastery of the English language is limited. So sometimes it's hard to write it out, where in a video you could really get the nuance of either something that someone says or how they hold their wrench or something like that.
And the purpose, you set this up, Ellen, as I know you do this all the time, you set it up by saying, okay, folks, This is some of this you're going to be uncomfortable with. Some of this you might not like. But we're doing this to become more professional, to become more efficient, to help the company be more profitable. And the more profitable we get, the more we can all progress, we can all do better. And it all comes down to doing our job the best way we can. That's what the training's about. That's how you set it up, isn't it?
Yes, and then for the old salts who say, hey, wait a minute, I know how to do this. I've been, you know, putting in disposers my whole life. I get that. This is all about you helping new kids so that you don't have to constantly tell them
or micromanage them.
You make them the trainer. Mm-hmm. This is where your career comes from. We get enough new kids in here. You could be a field supervisor.
You could be
a service manager.
We got to go.
No!
We love having you on the show. Come back soon.
I love you.
Ellen Rohr.
Okay,
we love you too. EllenRohr.com, folks. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.